Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
And welcome everyone to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania, where we broadcast live every weeknight. It's Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and also YouTube Live. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thanks for your belief in our program. Thanks for your belief and trust in what we do. Thank you for your gift of time. I know that you could be doing, listening to many other programs. There are many out there. But thanks for listening to ours. Just want to direct everyone to our website, HagmanReport.com. You know, on that website, always look for that old-time radio. To me, that's a lot of fun. Because I think I've lived during those days. Well, I know I have, during the old radio days. But look for the old-time radio for the show schedule. John Robertson, our program director, does a great job. He is in charge of that whole planning for our show. And he does a great job. He works his heart out. And I just want to say thank you, John. Thank you so very much. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for believing in us. You know, over the next couple of days, it may not be in the next couple of days, but we've got some things planned for you. Some really great things. Different things. Some change-ups. Joe, it's exciting. The things that we've got planned are exciting. Are they not?
Absolutely they are. There's a lot of things in the works right now that we're setting up to do. And we're going to have some new things rolled out in May at some point. Some new additions with content.
That's right.
Diversity of content and a few hours, possibly extra a day, of additional content that will be able to be viewed live as well as archived. And that's just, you know, for starters, on one of the things you'll probably see first and foremost.
And I want to say thank you to my lovely daughter, Jackie. You saw her yesterday if you haven't seen her. Last night's broadcast, the first half hour she was on. The video clips from last night will be up. The shorter video clips segmenting the show will be up tonight. There's a reason why I didn't put that up today. And, you know, it's interesting. People have been trying to get a hold of me, to speak with me. People I deal with on a daily basis. I've been very difficult to get a hold of the last week. There's a reason for that. And the information, well, actually it's because of investigations, the fruit of which you will all hear, the fruit of which will be given also in person in, Gurnee, Illinois, at the Awaken to the Shaken conference. I hope everyone, and that's the free conference given by Pastor Paul Begley. Russ Dizdar is going to be there. John Robertson is going to be there. Joe is going to be there. Jackie. And if I can get away with that lady, my lady, the studio dog, she goes everywhere. But anyway, yeah. Well, a couple of things, Joe. A couple of things. I just want to let everyone know what's going on. And Randall Terry was on. You remember Randall Terry?
What would Muhammad do?
.com, right? All right. What would Muhammad do? .com. And it's interesting to see censorship taking place in real time. And we've seen that. I want to just tell you that I have never seen before since I've been doing this, ever seen numbers just disappear. Search entries disappear. Or the search results disappear. And it's happening. It's happening to not just us, but to many, many, many of the independent media. And yesterday I mentioned, and I just want to reinforce this, as I was speaking with Dave Hodges. Joe, you saw me, or I'm sure you heard part of the conversation, right before Showtime, speaking with Dave Hodges. And we in the independent media, those people who really want the truth to get out, we've got to, number one, reinforce our positions, and number two, stick together and create an alliance of independent broadcasters. Quite frankly, I don't want to necessarily lead that, but I certainly want to be a part of it, because if what I'm saying is like a NATO-like alliance, because if the government or the censors go after one, we all respond and come to that person's aid. What do you think about that? I think it's a good idea. And you know, the censorship that's taking place is incredible. The lawfare that is taking place, and lawfare is not just reserved for the government. It's proxies of the government, private individuals with an agenda going after other people. It's incredible out there. And this is a little difficult for me to kind of say, but y'all, you know, I know that there are individuals who, over the last, I don't know, several days, had said some things, and I've gotten emails saying, "Oh, I'm done with them. Ah, how dare they backtrack?" Well, on certain issues, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. Just ignore what I'm telling you. But you don't have a clue. All right, as to what is taking place behind the scenes. And you might say, well, you might find a reason or a way to say, well, if a person's got a great following and such, you know, they wouldn't backtrack on things. You don't know the circumstances. Now, I'm not sticking up for anyone, but I'm sticking up for everyone who is in the crosshairs of the censorship, of the lawfare, of the threats. Sometimes you have to, in a game of chess, you've got to think ahead five moves in a game of chess, or you're going to lose. Sometimes you've got to rearrange your pieces. Sometimes you got to play defense. But it's all for a reason. I don't mean to sound cryptic or be cryptic by what I'm saying, but there's certainly reasons behind things. And hopefully it'll be, and I'm praying that it will become clear to everyone. Okay? At some point. And I stand by what I said too. Within the next couple of weeks, folks, buckle up, man. There's going to be some revelations, I believe, coming out of Washington, or at least from the Beltway, from inside the Beltway, that will rock a lot of people. More on that later. A couple of things I just want to mention, and Joe, one thing that we talked about, and I don't know how many people have seen this, Center for Medical Progress, David, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, Dalton, and Sandra Merritt of the Center for Medical Progress were charged with 15 felonies by State Attorney General Xavier Becerra. You remember where these two individuals infiltrated Planned Parenthood and secured video and audio recordings of the sale of dead baby parts. I read the indictment or the charges, the felony complaint. And I'm going to be commenting on that in writing. This is an amazing thing to me. Okay, where David DeLeon and Senator Merritt charged with criminal conspiracy. Now that's an inchoate crime. All right, there's 14 counts of violation of the all party consent law in California. It is a federal violation. And we ran into this as investigators. When you are engaged in covert surveillance, you can film people. That's one thing. However, within certain parameters, of course. I mean, you can't go into a restroom and film someone, obviously. But you can film people who are in public areas covertly. But when you take and record them with audio, then you break the wiretapping laws. Now, that wiretapping in this case is used definitively and correctly. Out of the 50 states, there are states that have one-party consent rules, which means that only one party has to know that a recording is taking place. For example, New York State. That's a one-party consent. So if, for example, if I have a hidden camera microphone on me and I engage you in conversation in a restaurant or a public park or whatever it might be, I don't have to tell you that I'm filming and audio taping you or audio recording you. In California, it is known as an all-party consent state. So all the parties of the conversation must have knowledge. And this is what the charges are. So, and these are felonies. So there are 14 felonies covering 3 days. And, I don't have the indictment in front of me here, but covering 3 days and a handful of people. The 15th felony is the inchoate crime of conspiracy. So, you've got 14 counts of wiretapping or violation of the two-party consent law, and then one inchoate crime of conspiracy to commit the felony, the felonious acts of securing audio. Now, and I want everyone to consider this, and Joe, kick in here as you want, because we've done this as investigators. 30 years I've done this. Really the last 15 years, 10 years actually. We've done this with pretty good equipment, and the equipment has gone from the size of, we'll say, a pack of cigarettes, or a size of a brick, I don't know, that you've got to, you know, secrete somewhere taped to the small of your back. I mean, I remember those days. To just nothing more than a credit card, almost, in terms of size.
Well, you know, what I find interesting about this is, you know, whether the Center for Medical Progress broke, you know, these wiretapping laws or not, that's one issue, but the evidence that they did procure while doing their undercover investigations shows me that Planned Parenthood should be legally gone after also. It's a federal offense to procure and sell body parts, and you know, they're committing a number of felonies, and they admit to it on these videos. So if the videos are legitimate,
they are, and
the content's legitimate, then
not only,
these people should be held as Planned Parenthood or the workers of Planned Parenthood, and these people who are involved in the trafficking of, you know, organ harvesting and baby body parts, they should be held accountable to the law too. They should be arrested for their crimes. Just because
totally
a crime was committed, just because a crime may be was committed while gathering evidence, it was not done by a police officer, so therefore there's no
just to be clear, so our audience understands, because I was involved as an operational asset for the FBI and for the Pennsylvania State Police and for the New York State Police. But in Pennsylvania, it's different because it's an all-party consent state. So, if, for example, all right, when I was an operational asset for the FBI, when I was wired, I mean, back in the old days, I guess, you get wired up. And, you know, kind of like in the movies, less glamorous. So when they tape the wire to you, you know, think back to those. You know, they put the wire, they run it up your chest or up your back, and the microphone is, there's a microphone, and it's placed usually in the collar or someplace like that. Those were the old days. But the point of that is, there was a warrant sworn out before that. The judge, the FBI had to go to the U.S. attorney and say, we need a warrant in order to execute this particular surveillance operation. That's by the police or by the FBI, by the law enforcement. Now, as private citizens or even journalists, we'll even throw, because this happened during the 80s, during the 70s and 80s, especially during the 70s. If you remember 60 Minutes, big in doing a lot of this back in the 1970s. But their legal counsel made sure that they stayed away from the trap which Center for Medical Progress was caught in. Now, I will say this, all right? There was one case, and Joe, I don't know how much you know about this. There was one case that I was involved in back in 1997, I think it was, where the weight of the... Okay, I had to make a decision as a private citizen, or I shouldn't say private, as a private investigator and a private citizen, of video and audio taping someone in a one-party consent state and take it to the district attorney and the FBI, knowing that they could say, well, we could charge you with wiretapping, just as they did with the Center for Medical Progress. However, the weight of what was on the video and audio far surpassed their concerns of the violation of the wiretapping. About five or six forms later, and some cooperation between prosecutors and judges and such, that was not an issue. Okay, this is real life experience. So what you just said, just imagine this. Imagine if your son or daughter, imagine hearing someone, or imagine having the ability to audio and videotape, as this David and Sandra did, of securing evidence on video and audio of, we'll say, someone conspiring or a couple of people conspiring to kill and remove and sell the organs of your daughter or your son, who's alive and well right now. Would you really care about the legality of that going into it? Of course not.
No, but when it comes to law enforcement, there's much different standards when it comes to...
But see, they weren't acting under the call of law enforcement.
Exactly, and that's what would make that evidence continue to be admissible, is the fact that they were not working for law enforcement or in any capacity with law enforcement. Their only involvement with the law enforcement came from charges they received for the way that they procured the evidence.
And see, and I'm glad you said that, because they were not acting under the color or as a proxy for law enforcement, should give them much more leeway in escaping any felony charges or any charges that were levied against them. And I hope everyone understands this, because this is so critical right now for people to understand that this is a political prosecution, actually a political persecution, not a prosecution. And this is selective prosecution and selective persecution. When you've got, when you've got an attorney general of the state of California, Xavier Becerra, and you understand what his background is, and you understand once you fully understand that the extreme, you gotta understand how big this is, and understand the money end of things. Because there's a lot of money behind this. There's a lot of money in the trafficking of body parts of the unborn. And what those videos and audios showed, Joe, were made to order body parts. Now think about that. And I want everyone to think and understand this.
And that's only what's been revealed on the tapes, not to mention.
Well, it was revealed on the tapes, but it was never mentioned elsewhere. And it, in fact, it was not even revealed in the, indictment. And I'll say one more thing and then go ahead and respond. But the Center for Medical Progress, David DeLeiden and, Sandra Merritt took their evidence, took the recordings and their evidence of the sale, allegedly illegal and profiteering from body parts, to the sheriff's department, to the district attorney, to the feds. And they were all told, there's nothing here. And this was at the direction of Kamala Harris initially, but this came from DC. The sheriff folded. The district attorney, of course, folded. The U.S. attorney executed against the people who, against the Center for Medical Progress. This is a huge deal, and we need to stand in the gap on behalf of these two individuals. And I got to tell you something else here. There are Christians out there who are writing and celebrating. Christian journalists were celebrating the fact that David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt were arrested and indicted. Think about that. Think about that for a moment. The very same people who are taking us to task for various things are celebrating. This is where, ladies and gentlemen, this is where I really truly believe that the body of the church, the Christians, we need to stand up and we need to say no, 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 no. My goodness, the depravity behind this. But Xavier Becerra, just so you know, back in 08, Becerra was named as a member of the Obama Presidential Campaign's National Latino Advisory Council. When the House of Representatives voted 345-75 to defund ACORN in September of 09, Becerra was one of the 75, all Democrats, by the way, who voted to continue funding ACORN. Becerra was an amazing, he actually supported the MPAC, Muslim Public Affairs Council. He was involved in many of the most progressive organizations as a Latino. He supported, La Raza This is, I mean, this guy is a political hack. He replaced, of course, Kamala Harris back in 2016, I believe it was.
And, you know, the real issue with this Center for Medical Progress, Planned Parenthood exposure is it's a common reoccurring theme that we're seeing, you know, punish the people exposing the crimes. Just like with the DNC emails that were hacked and released, the news media continues to make it seem like the hackers and or the Russians were the enemy, you know, for leaking this damaging information in the heat of a presidential campaign, never addressing the criminality and the content of the emails, or dealing with the, you know, pay to play, the funding for access, the horrible contents of the emails are completely ignored and the crimes in those ignored. What's focused on is the fact that all these were gathered and disseminated illegally, you know, by hacking. It's the same thing here. They're going after people who are telling the truth and exposing these people for what they are. Rather than addressing the evidence of their wrongdoings and going after the perpetrators who are, you know, murdering babies to sell their body parts, or, you know, talking about spirit cooking and pay to play, as in Hillary Clinton's emails. No, those aren't the scandals. The scandals are the people who revealed the atrocious behavior. Those are the criminals we need to go after.
And we've got news on the email front as well. More emails out today.
Yep.
That show, prove beyond any shadow of any doubt, her Hillary Clinton's foreknowledge that she was not forthcoming with the obviously with the investigative committee.
We'll be right back with Greg Jackson right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced, Blue Week Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in this community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Thank you.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our guest coming right up is Greg Jackson. Greg, G-R-E-G-G, two G's, gregjackson.com, the author of 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die. I mean, it's a great book. It's a great resource for parents. It's fabulous. He's one of my, he's a good friend of the program. He's one of my favorite authors and, certainly knows what's going on with respect to all current events and why. And of course, with regard to the Planned Parenthood, I'm sure he's got some things to say. As a matter of fact, a video just released again, another one. Planned Parenthood director caught admitting babies born alive after abortion are killed. And again, we see Christians or professed Christians, instead of supporting the work of people attempting to expose this, really trash and attempt to take down the people. The very same people attempt to take, instead of taking the murderers down, they object to the fact that laws were broken to expose this travesty. And I for the life of me, I cannot wrap my head around that. And as far as I'm concerned, and the reason I bring, well, I'm not even going to go down that road except to say this. The reason that this bothers me is the fractures that I see within the body of the Christians out there. We need to get rid of those fractures. We need to get rid of whatever this divisiveness. I mean, we've got to stop this. I certainly would not want to be standing before God being judged and attempting to justify that position. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. Folks, want to take give your or I just want to make sure everyone knows about Minuteman stoves. You know, Minuteman, they're a great company. They have the best rocket stove on the market. If you haven't got yours yet, you got to get one. And if you've already got one, get another one for a family member. I'm sure you've got a birthday coming up, like Joe had one yesterday, a birthday. Perhaps. My goodness, Father's Day. That's not too early to start thinking about this. But Minuteman stoves are the best rocket stoves on the market, bar none. They're made in America. They're serving with our troops overseas. They are 50 caliber ammo cans. They're self-contained. They are a necessity in your pantry. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. Go there, MinutemanStove.com. Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Joining us now, in this segment and for the next hour is Greg Jackson from GregJackson.com. Again, that's G-R-E-G-G Jackson. Greg, it's great to have you back on the show. It's been a while.
Always an honor and pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. Been too long. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
We're good to go.
That's right.
Hey, Joe and Doug, always a great honor and privilege to break bread with you gentlemen, and I'm so feel so blessed to be on, especially tonight, because as we will talk about in maybe in the second and third segment, I know we want to hit a few other things, at least according to producer John in the first segment, but I had some very, very interesting and cool and in many ways, earth-shattering, groundbreaking events occur in my life that really, I think, gave me an enhanced sense of wisdom and understanding about the times that we're living in, and I think will be very, very encouraging and uplifting for the Hagman and Hagman audience with all of the kind of unsettling, disturbing, dark news that obviously just comes so fast and furious that you guys are hitting on tonight and every night, which, if you don't have that balance, can really get depressing.
Oh, sure it can. Well, do share. Where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, I wanted to, I guess the title of the show that John titled the show was Demon demons attacking your children. And as you guys know, I've been on with you guys for quite a while, you know, hundreds of shows with you guys, and you guys are like family to me and many in your audience. You know, for some of you who have, this is the first time you've heard me on the show. I have a heart for, you know, for kids. I have an 11-year-old, and it just pains me to see the way this generation is being, you know, we talk about Pedigate, we can talk about the stuff that you were talking about, Planned Parenthood. You know, and I have a heart for this next generation. I think it was one of your guests last night, Joe and Doug, that said that, you know, this generation coming up, this is it. We need to pour all of our life into, because the devil is fighting fast and furiously for the hearts and souls and minds of this generation of children.
You're right.
And that's really where my heart is. And you know, I might as well just kind of share with you briefly. And if you guys want to talk about some other points, you know, we can hit on them. By the way, this whole Planned Parenthood thing, before I get into my story, did want to quickly comment on that, which is that, you know, we all know that Planned Parenthood kills babies. They've been doing it for years, and they do it with our tax dollars, and the church is largely silent about it. And obviously, you know, this undercover, thank God for guys like David DeLeaden. He's a hero. He should be, you know, he's in the, he's like, Julian Assange and David Seaman and others who are viciously attacked and are courageous. And, you know, I put you guys in that same camp. You know, it's a rare breed of David DeLeadens who would go undercover to gather this type of information. And yet still, sadly, Joe and Doug, we know that Planned Parenthood kills not only babies that are born, but which by the way, our quote unquote fake president, our fake president for the last 8 years was in favor of. He had no problem with killing babies that were actually right after they were born, by the way. But the fact of the matter is that we know that Planned Parenthood has kills not only babies after they're born, but we know that the fetus, which is Latin for little baby, is a baby inside the womb, and Planned Parenthood kills, well, they kill, you know, close to 1 million a year in their killing centers, in their abortuaries. And so, you know, whether they're, you know, to me, is it any worse? You know, killing a baby is killing a baby, whether they're born or inside the womb, they're still living human persons made in the image of God who possess a God-given right to life. And sadly, we've swallowed the lie that because some court in 1973 said that it's okay to kill babies, that it's a constitutional right of a woman to kill her baby, that the court has the final authority. There are daddy, there are kings, and the rest of the country, every branch of government has to submit to an opinion that is belched forth from five unelected judges. I mean, that is part of, and we've talked about this countless times on your show, this whole lie of judicial supremacy. And yet, sadly, Christians should know better, Doug. And Joe, Christians should know better. Not, and you don't even have to be a Christian to know. If you've seen an ultrasound, that's a living baby that's kicking around, sucking their thumb, dreaming, rolling around. You can feel it kick inside you. It's not a head of lettuce. It's not a dog. It's not a cat. It's a human person. And the sad part about this whole story for me, Doug, is that no matter how much you report on it, no matter how much anybody in the alternative media reports on stories like this, it's just another day that ends in Y for most of the church.
But Greg, let me interject something here. If you're listening to this, and you're perhaps rolling your eyes, you're saying, "Oh, come on, not this again." Well, maybe this might grab you by the tail here. Planned Parenthood and its affiliates received 344 million, actually $345 million in federal funds. That's your tax dollars. They received another $1.2 billion in funding from Medicaid. Now, that includes a combination of federal and state funds. That adds up to right around $1.5 billion over 3 years from federal programs alone. It receives $1.2 billion as well from Medicaid, $201 million from Title 10 family planning programs, which is just absurd to me. Over $40 million from from the social services block grants, and about $26 million. You'll have to forgive me, these numbers are not in front of me, but $26 million, that comes from Title 5 funding, social services block grants. So at the very least, Greg, even if we're not discussing, if we just make this an issue about funding, about federal and state funding and grant money, what business out there gets money like this and has the one of the largest lobbying arms on the planet? So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there because I know people will be rolling their eyes and saying, "Oh, well, come on, you know." And it really gets me riled, Greg, about the Christians who I get emails from saying, "Hey, did you hear this? That, you know, did you see this written about, your, complaining about the prosecution of Center for Medical Progress? You know, this Christian took issue with that, with your complaining." And that just blows my mind. So anyway, I just want to mention that. Go ahead, Greg. I didn't mean to take up your time. This is your time, brother.
Well, no, they're important points to be made, and I don't think it probably would have been any different in Nazi Germany with many of the self-professing Christians who, they knew the Jews were being slaughtered, and they heard the cries, but they quote-unquote sang a little louder. And, you know, the more things change, the more they remain the same. We think we're so much more morally superior to the other nations of the world, even communist nations. But really, you know, what makes us any more morally superior? And I'm not saying that. I mean, there are tens of millions of good Christian, you know, moral upstanding and people that aren't even Christians that are moral upstanding people. Okay, let me first acknowledge that we are. You know, there are pockets of I think very upstanding moral people in this country that are really the backbone, maybe even the silent majority, that kept that witch, demon-possessed witch, Hillary Clinton, out of the White House. But the fact of the matter, Doug, is that when you think about it, largely, you know, for the most part, when you subtract those people that I just talked about, only an insane nation would permit the shedding of innocent blood for the most defenseless among us. And only an insane nation, I think one of your guests last night, she was excellent, by the way, I'm forgetting her name, but she said that one third of government officials are involved in pedophilia. So we have really demon-possessed, satanic people at the highest levels of business and government. And whether we want to realize it or not, for many years I thought, is it the battle between the Democrats and the Republicans? It's kind of like the Yankees versus the Red Sox, Coke versus Diet Coke. And then I realized these are, with very few and, exceptions, two wings of the same globalist dirty bird. And I thought it was just largely a socialist dirty bird. But what I'm realizing now is that it's a satanic dirty bird. I mean, what we're seeing right now, Doug, is a spirit of delusion. Steve Quayle talked about it a little bit, I believe, last night or two nights ago when he was on, which is this is largely an insane nation. You know, I looked up delusional in the dictionary. These are the people who say Donald Trump's not our president, right? And I always like this, I'd like to pose the question, well, if Donald Trump's not the president, please tell me who is the president, because maybe I missed something. But Donald Trump's in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, he actually won in the Electoral College. So if he's not the president, who is? I still haven't gotten an answer to that. If you guys find out Please let me know, because maybe I'm just
you know what, Greg, I just want to say this as well about the illegitimacy of Donald Trump. Greg, I don't see Donald Trump making, I don't see him lasting 4 years in the White House. That's my gut feeling. I don't have anything to support that. But what I do know for a fact is Obama, really the only president in the history of this country to step out of the Oval Office onto the streets of Washington, set up shop on Embassy Row there, and have a skiff built into his house, Jarrett move in, and really heading up a shadow government. Can you believe this? And everyone being okay with it. So to answer your question, if Donald Trump is considered illegitimate, most assuredly Obama, if that is indeed his name, because we really don't know, is in fact much more legitimate by orders of magnitude than Donald Trump could ever think to be. Of course, that's a fallacious argument anyway, because it has no merit with respect to the legitimacy of President Donald J. Trump.
Well, yeah, and if that's the case, which I believe it is, then we are living in a delusional nation where there is a spirit of delusion, which is a form of insanity that has gripped this nation, that is gripping this nation. Now, I looked up delusional in the dictionary today, and it says holding beliefs contradicted by reality, typical or symptomatic of a mental disorder. And so that would, I think, pretty well characterize largely a large segment of the American population. But sadly, it's not just the Rachel Maddows of the world. It's not just the leftists who refuse to accept the fact that Donald Trump was legally and constitutionally elected president of the United States. Sadly, Doug, and this dovetails in with the whole Planned Parenthood story that, frankly, I didn't even know was in the news till you mentioned it, because I haven't been on the internet in a while. But I will say this, that sadly I think that same spirit of delusion is alive and well in many areas and factions of the conservative Christian community. I mean, wouldn't you agree that a nation, what I fear, and John and I talked about this earlier today, John Robertson, your wonderful producer, which is that sadly, and I agree with John on this, that I think there are many Christians who think Donald Trump's in the White House. It's back to business as usual. He's going to protect our Christian liberty. We can go back to playing church. And they don't understand, and that's why I think, and you touched upon it too, there's been such a fall off in prepping for the times that are coming. I think this is actually a more dangerous time than even a couple of years ago when Obama was president in many ways, Doug, and a more unsettled time. And yet there seems to be a spirit of delusion that is or not living in reality in. And I see it all around me all the time. As a matter of fact, here's one example. You just look up at the sky and you see a plane and it's spewing chemtrails, huge clouds that don't dissolve like comtrails that, you know, if you see an airplane, anybody who, you know, you can look this up on the internet, it's, they dissolve in seconds, the comtrails that come out of the back of an airplane. But chemtrails are, to me, as clear as the nose on your face. And even this weekend, I was at a church retreat for my son. It was for his youth group. And this is part of my story that I'm going to tell a little bit later, by the way. But the bottom line is I even people that attend my church and other Calvary chapels, which is where I go, I pointed up at the sky and said, wow, they're spraying very heavily today. Look at that. And the one guy looked at me like, what do you mean? So that's a chemtrail. He's like, a what? So, and people looked at me like I had three eyes. And so I think that same delusion, that spirit of deception and delusion is just as alive and well in the conservative Christian circles, sadly, Doug, as it is in the you know, wacky, kooky leftist circles. And to your point, we should be thanking God that he spared us from the demonic witch Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, who apparently likes little children, and he would have been Secretary of State, by the way, the second most powerful person in the world. And yet, instead of, just like after 9/11, instead of the churches becoming more contrite, more thankful, and being more bold, I mean, we have a Republican White House, we have a Republican House and Senate, and a Republican Supreme Court. Doug, let me ask you, Donald Trump has been in office for a couple of months.
69 days today.
How many churches are you hearing calling, not only, I mean demanding, which is what we should be doing, not only for ending the abortion holocaust in America, and people, they can roll their eyes all they want, but if you don't have the right to life guaranteed and protected, no other right can be secure in this nation. And Amen. We have to deal with reality and stop living in a spirit of delusion and lying to ourselves that we have allowed a mass holocaust that dwarfs the Nazi Holocaust by many factors, over 65 million, and that's not even including chemical abortions, Doug, and yet very, very little, demands or noise from the church, from the body of Christ. Tell me what would be a better time, a more strategic time, a more opportune time, Doug and Joe, for Christians to march to the White House and said it needs to end now. And if state governors don't end or don't stop permitting the shedding of innocent blood in abortuaries in their state, then we're calling on Donald Trump to do it. And yet,
exactly,
all I hear is crickets. You can't even get the churches to talk about defunding Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, was part of the health care bill, would have defunded Planned Parenthood with our tax dollars. And yet, of course, Paul Ryan, who apparently likes to hang out with Barack Obama, made sure, loaded it up with enough portions of that bill to make it, a toxic a bill so that enough conservatives wouldn't support it. Don't kid yourself. Paul Ryan, if the reason that abortion, if it is going to be funded in 2017 in Obamacare, and the reason that everybody listening to this show is going to continue to pay for the murder of innocent children is that Paul Ryan, and I'm not saying that bill was perfect, but he loaded it down and made it, orchestrated it so that it would not be acceptable to a sufficient amount of conservatives in Congress to pass that bill. And so now we're going to continue to fund the slaughter of innocent human persons. Was it Nancy Pelosi? No. It was Paul Ryan, your Republican Speaker of the House. So when I say, Doug, that, we should be, God has given us a respite. Yes, I believe that with Donald Trump. I believe he's given us a breather. But it's up to the church, it's up to the body of Christ in this country to stand up for what is right. And what I fear, Doug, is what you just hit on, which is that same spirit of delusion, not living in reality, thinking that everything is hunky-dory and a-okay now, is just as alive and well in conservative Christian circles as it is with the Rachel Maddows and the kooky left. What do you guys think?
You are 100% on the money. Greg, so much wisdom in that statement. You mentioned a couple of things, and then I'll toss it to Joe here. You mentioned we've got a Republican. And we have to talk politics because it's part of our world, the physical world. So we've got a Republican majority in Congress. We've got a Republican in the executive branch. You've got Republicans everywhere. Yet nothing is getting done, or what is getting done is marginal compared to what could be being done. That's number one. So there's a lot of blowback. There's a lot of things taking place behind the scenes that we're not seeing, Greg. So you hit that right on the head. And people might say, well, what do you expect? He's only been in office. This is his 69th day in office. Yes, we understand that. But the divisiveness is evident from the from what we've seen knocked down, including the immigration thing. Although it's billed as a Democratic initiative against Donald Trump's immigration, nonetheless, the Republicans, we can win simply on the numbers. And I just want to share, because we're coming close to the break, Joe's waving his arms, he's acting as the not only co-host, but the engineer tonight as well. I just want to share one thing. This is just, and hopefully the emailer won't mind me saying this and identifying her. This is from DebrasTouch.com. That's D-E-B-R-A-S, DebrasTouch.com. Beautiful, makes beautiful floral designs and skin cream and such. But she writes this. Well, you know, I was asking, why are these so-called Christians celebrating over the arrest and convictions of those trying to stop Planned Parenthood? And she mentions the wheat versus the tares. And Greg, you've spoken so often about this. And this strikes right at the heart, I think, in the Christian body. So I apologize for bringing us to the edge of the segment. But I wanted us to get that in there, too.
We'll pick this up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greenovative.com. That's greenovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks and Pro Flowers and Casper Mattress and some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.